USA Radio News.
Authorities say 17 people are dead after a tour boat carrying 31 people capsized and sank on Table Rock Lake in Branson, Missouri yesterday. This all happened during a fast-moving thunderstorm that produced winds of over 60 miles an hour. And Jim Patterson, Jr., he's the president of Ripley Entertainment. They own the duck boat. He says this has never happened to him before.
Business has been operating for 47 years, and we've never had an incident like this or anything close to it. To the best of our knowledge, and we don't have a lot of information right now, but there was a fast-moving storm that came out of basically nowhere, is sort of the verbal analysis I've got.
A grand jury has leveled 23 charges against a man accused of killing five people in a mass shooting at a Maryland newsroom, five of those charges being first-degree murder. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
The FBI is said to have a secretly taped conversation between President Trump and his longtime personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, discussing paying hush money to a Playmate model who allegedly had an affair with Trump. The conversation is said to have taken place months before the 2016 election. President Trump's attorney, Rudy Giuliani, did confirm the recording's existence, but said no payment was ever made. Americans' feeling about their southern neighbors seems to be changing, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
It seems fewer Americans think of Mexico as an ally or friend of the U.S. The new Gallup survey finding 27% of Americans polled say Mexico is an ally. 45% say they think of Mexico as a friend. 20% of those polled say they consider Mexico an enemy of the United States. The poll showing the most negative attitudes towards Mexico since the issue was first tracked by Gallup 20 years ago. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
One branch of the U.S. military is facing a hairy challenge from some of its personnel. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
After last week, women in the Navy were told they can wear ponytails, lock styles, and wider hair buns, many male members of that branch of the U.S. military now say they want to wear beards. Many started immediately calling for such a change on social media. Beards were banned in 1984. The Navy saying it wanted professional-looking sailors, but also sailors who could wear firefighting masks and other breathing apparatus without the interference of facial hair. And a spokesman for the Chief of Naval Personnel says that remains unchanged, so the no-beards policy will likely stay unchanged as well.
On Thursday, President Trump signed an executive order. Now, part of this executive order was to ask companies and trade groups to sign a pledge to American workers. Ivanka Trump highlights parts of the plan.
This is the culmination of a lot of hard work. So the president signed an executive order establishing the National Council for the American Worker, which is comprised of U.S. government officials who think holistically about skills training and education for workers at all stages in their career. So traditionally, the government's only focused on education for those younger than the age of 25, mm-hmm. but in a rapidly changing digital economy, we know that while we're not the best at training workers, that will leave to industry and the states.
This is USA Radio News.